From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news first, the headlines. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin says Chinese New Year as momentum to strengthen national solidarity. Trade Ministry prepares four flagship events for ASEAN Chairmanship 2023. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin said Chinese New Year 2574 on January the 22nd could become a momentum to strengthen solidarity among people of the Indonesian nation. The Vice President noted in a video statement received in Jakarta yesterday that the 2023 New Year and 2574 Chinese New Year should be celebrated with gratitude and enthusiasm to always continue to rise despite the tough challenges faced, so that Indonesian nation can move forward together. He also prayed that God will always strengthen the harmony and brotherhood among Indonesian people and offer them strength and guidance. On the same occasion, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin also conveyed his greetings on the occasion of 2574 Chinese New Year to all Confucian believers and Indonesian citizens who celebrate. Indonesian Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga stated that the ministry is preparing four flagship events for Indonesia's ASEAN chairmanship in 2023. They are the launch of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, Online Sale Day, ceremony of the Regional Comprehensive Economic Partnership, full implementation after the Philippines completes its ratification process. The other two are the launch of the new ASEAN Tariff Finder and the study completion and launch of the Digital Economy Framework Agreement negotiations. The series of events align with President Joko Widodo's statement conveyed at the ASEAN Business and Investment Summit 2022 that ASEAN must play a role as the main engine of regional growth. National Development Planning Minister Suharto Monoarfa has urged the National Association of Engineers to contribute to designing cities that reflect national identity as done in the new National Capital Nusantara's development. He said, according to a statement received by Antara on Saturday, the national development achievements in various cities, which were mostly made by the private sectors, were not based on a master plan that took national identity as its basis. Therefore, the ministry will prepare 40 cities as pilot projects, which development will be supported by a master plan. They will include areas like Siak District in Riau, which have a substantial regional budget, but no landmark cities at all. He said by using all digital instruments, it would be possible to record the appearance of the Earth's surface and track traces of urban development. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. New Zealand's ruling Labour Party chose former COVID-19 minister Chris Hipkins on Sunday, January the 22nd, to replace the charismatic Jacinda Ardern as its new leader and become the next prime minister of the country. Hipkins, 44 years, was the only nomination for the job, and his confirmation by the 64 lawmakers, known as the Labour's Caucus, is largely a formality. His appointment to the top job followed the surprise resignation by Ardern. On Thursday, Hipkins immediately acknowledged the leadership of Ardern, who he called one of the New Zealand's greatest prime ministers and an inspiration to women and girls everywhere. Just weeks after taking office and the major violence that ensued in the capital Brasilia, leftist President Lula Inácio Lula da Silva is making his first trip abroad on Sunday, swiftly putting in action his plan to return Brazil to the international stage. Lula will head to Argentina, the customary first stop for Brazilian presidents. Beyond tradition, however, the trip will also allow him to meet with a faithful ally, President Alberto Fernandez, as well as regional counterparts at the summit of the Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. Latin America is only the initial phase of his international push, with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz paying a visit on January the 30th, and Lula headed to Washington to meet with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden on February the 10th. Thousands of people packed into Central Madrid on Saturday, January the 21st, to protest against the socialist government and accuse it of undermining the constitution in a rally backed by rightist parties. Protesters massed in the plaza in front of City Hall, waved Spanish flag, called on Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to resign. More than 100 groups, including the conservative opposition Popular Party center-right Ciudadanos and the far-right Vox, called the rally under the slogan "For Spain, for Democracy and the Constitution." Last item. Shoppers gathered huge bouquet at Wuhan's bustling flower market on Chinese New Year's Eve on Saturday, January the 21st, 3 years after a once mysterious virus plunged the Chinese city into a terrifying lockdown. The Beijing government lifted its stringent zero-COVID policy in December, but a surge in infections has since ripped through the country, killing thousands. However, on Saturday, a few hours before New Year's Eve, the city was seemingly back to normal and gearing up for the festival that is the most important family gathering of the year. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Chairman of the South Korean National Assembly Kim Jin-pyo last Wednesday, January the 18th, visited Indonesia and met President Joko Widodo. During the meeting, the two discussed the cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea, which this year will be 50 years old. The meeting also discussed the economic cooperation agreement between the two countries, and starting January the 1st, 2023, Indonesia and South Korea entered a new round of economic cooperation relations, namely with the ratification of the Indonesia-Korea Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IKCIPA. During the meeting, President Joko Widodo also expressed his hopes for South Korea to support Indonesia's chairmanship in the ASEAN in 2023. Meanwhile, Chairman of the South Korean National Assembly, Kim Jin-pyo, also asked for Indonesia's support to jointly maintain peace and harmony on the Korean Peninsula. After meeting President Joko Widodo, Chairman of the South Korean National Assembly, Kim Jin-pyo, met with Speaker of the Indonesian Parliament, Puan Maharani. During this meeting, Puan Maharani expressed a hope that this visit could encourage the strengthening of bilateral cooperation between Indonesia and South Korea, including inter-parliamentary cooperation. Entering 50 years of Indonesia-South Korea cooperative relations, Puan Maharani mentioned the importance of reflection efforts to improve relations between the two countries. According to her, the two countries need to plan the development of relations in the future based on global and regional dynamics. Puan Maharani also assessed the importance of the intensity of relations and dialogue related to foreign policy between Indonesia and South Korea. This is due to the current global geopolitical and geoeconomic changes, including by deepening and expanding economic infrastructure, trade, and investment relations. That was this week's Spotlight. I began today in history with January 27, 1905, Bloody Sunday in Russia. Bloody Sunday was an incident that occurred on January the 22, 1905 in St. Petersburg, Russia. At that time, there was shooting at demonstrations that initially that went peacefully. Protesters were marching to present a petition to Tsar Nicholas II. The shooting was carried out by special state troops. The incident that occurred on Sunday is considered to be one of the key events that eventually led to the Russian Revolution of 1917. Turning to January 22, 1993, the birth of Rio Haryanto. Rio Haryanto is an Indonesian racer who raced in Formula One with the Manor Racing Team. He is the first racer from Indonesia to be at the GP2 series level. Rio is also the first Indonesian racer in history to try Formula One. In 2011, Rio participated in the GP3 series with the Marussia Manor Racing Team and in the AutoGP series with Rio Amo Motorsport Team on February 18, 2016, Manor Racing as a Formula One racing team officially announced Rio Haryanto as its driver for the 2016 season, accompanying Pascal Wehrlein. Rio is also the first Indonesian racer to take part in this prestigious event. And today in history, with January the 22nd, 2006, Evo Morales became the first president of Bolivia who came from native Indians. Juan Evo Morales Ayma is the president of Bolivia and the first indigenous person to serve as head of state since Spanish colonization more than 470 years ago. Morales is a socialist and belongs to the Indian tribe of Aymara and was sworn in as president on January the 22nd, 2006. Morales is the leader of the political party Movement for Socialism. In 2002 presidential election, Morales placed second, a disappointing surprise for Bolivia's traditional parties. This immediately made the native activists famous throughout the Americas. Morales was finally elected president in the 2005 election after several crises caused by problems with the gas industry. That was today in history.
VOI listener, in this segment, Listener's Mailbag, I would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Michael Littner from Germany. He was listening to German programs. In his letter, he enclosed some postcard and also a brochure. Hello, Mr. Littner. Your letter has been forwarded to the German section. Please be patient to wait for the reply. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Happy listening!
Every time you are in trouble, I will always be there for you. Oh, how I love you so much. Even when you're gone, even when you love me no more, I don't care. Smile. Every time I look into your eyes, I know that I will always love you. For every word I say, for everything I do, darling, there will always be you. There will always be you.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on IPB supports the development of sports science in Indonesia. IPB Bogor Agricultural Institute continues to develop big data in all fields including sports science because this is very important for the development of sports in Indonesia. Rector of the Bogor Agricultural Institute, Professor Arif Satria, in Jakarta on Wednesday officially stated supports for the development of sports science or sport based on science and technology and big data developed by the Ministry of Youth and Sports. According to him, the use of science and technology is now commonly used in every sport, both in competition and in the training process for athlete development. Technology is used starting from collecting athlete performance data with devices such as smartwatches or GPS vests, as well as robotic training facilities. Rector Arif Satria also said that IPB was developing big data from various fields for various development needs in certain aspects and was currently ready for sports. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Youth and Sports, Zainuddin Amali, said the Indonesian government, through the Ministry of Youth and Sports, is collaborating with a number of universities that will act as sports science laboratories. Sports science, he said, is very important for a major part in sports development in Indonesia. Minister Zainuddin Amali revealed that based on the data received, the fitness level of the Indonesian people in general was still not as expected, and this must be corrected so that Indonesian people, especially Indonesian athletes, can be on par with or exceed athletes from other countries. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Ding Lu, a listener from China. He was listening to English program through WRMI with frequency 7780 kHz and Sinpo 32433. He said the signal is not very strong and the listening effect is not very clear. Hello sir, thank you for your reception report. Your letter has been forwarded to our technical division. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Ding Lu, here is the song.
I know life is out there, and I know that I should be there. Yeah, I know. Stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know.
You could say I'm dragging but a show. I'm just a poser with no flow. I'm just a loser but a pro. Know that I hear ya. So shut up and go. Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Ooh, no, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No,
talking about my life, but I keep walking. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Still stuck in the projection of a virtual affection. Yeah, I know. You could say I'm bragging, put a show.
You could say I'm bragging, put a show.
I'm just a poser with no flow.
I'm just a poser.
I'm just a loser, but I'll grow. Know that I hear. Shut up and go.
Cause I don't mind.
No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. Mm-hmm. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind. No, I don't.
No, I don't mind. I don't mind.
No, I don't mind.
Cause I don't mind.
It's gonna be, you'll be you and I'll be me.
this is how it is. You'll be you and I'll be me.
Yes, I don't.
You don't.
We don't.
We don't mind it, no.
Cause I don't mind. No, I don't. No, I don't mind.
I don't mind.
No, I don't.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
As a rich country, Indonesia has various types of delicious coffee and is well known in the world. Kampung Kopi Banaran or Banaran Coffee Village, which is located on Jalan Raya Bawen Solo at kilometer 1.5 Bawen Semarang Regency, is a large area of coffee plantations. The mainstay tourism offered by Kampung Kopi Banaran is agro and educational tourism. This tourist area can be said to be one of the best places to learn and add insight about coffee and learn the various ways of serving it. Visitors can start by taking a tour of the Banaran Coffee Factory, the Banaran Coffee Museum, and walking around the coffee plantations. And of course, you can also drink coffee directly at the cafe there. Once entering the gate of this tourist area, visitors will see Banaran Cafe. This place is one of the most interesting coffee drinking locations for coffee lovers. Here, visitors can choose coffee blends according to their individual taste, from Robusta and Arabica blend, or cappuccino, espresso, and so on. You can also enjoy hot or cold coffee. For those of you who don't like coffee, there are other drink options such as pot tea or hot chocolate. Drinks accompanied by various types of snacks and other menus. The Kampung Banaran Coffee Plantations, which is located at an altitude of between 480 to 600 meters above sea level, and with an average temperature of 23 to 27 degrees Celsius, has a very green and beautiful view. Banaran Coffee Village is perfect for unwinding, especially for those of you who are on the Semarang Solo trip by passing the main road or vice versa, returning from tourist attraction in Solo and heading to Semarang. The Banaran Coffee Village tourist attraction has complete facilities such as swimming pool, convention hall, children's playground, and also lodging. For those of you who want to visit Banaran Coffee Village, you can buy an entrance ticket for just 5,000 rupiah, which is not even half a dollar. But if you want to try rides or outbound facilities, of course you will be charged an additional fee according to each of the existing facilities. For those of you who won't drink coffee, you can still come to enjoy the atmosphere at this place because the Banaran Coffee Village tourist attractions is suitable for all people and all ages. So, if you are on a vacation trip to Central Java, take time to unwind for a moment at Kampung Kopi Banaran. That was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I will read an email from Malik Allah Bachaya Kohar in Pakistan. Thank you for your email on our broadcast. Your request will be delivered to our management. Listener, whatever you are, here is a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Enjoy!
Ini
lelahkan hatiku,
rasa ini
tak pernah padamkan rinduku.
Namun sebaliknya, rasa sayangku tercurahkan semua hanya untukmu. Sampai matiku karena kesatu untukmu.
Mata hatimu mengarah, please, baby jangan marah-marah. Cintaku takkan pernah berubah. Ku percaya nanti pasti akan berakhir indah. Pada waktunya, cuma kita berdua, dua hati satu cinta, saling menjaga. Ini lagu untukmu, cobalah kau dengarkan. Baby I love you till the end of time.
Baby oh,
you're the one for me, you're the one for me,
you're the one for me.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Bau Nyale is an old tradition in Lombok Island. The word bau comes from the Sasak language, which means to catch, while the word nyale means sea worms that live in rock holes under the surface of the sea. In this tradition, thousands of people would catch sea worms to be consumed along the coast of Lombok Island. Sea worms are believed to be the incarnation of Princess Mandalika. Mandalika is known as a beautiful princess who chose to throw herself into the open sea to avoid wars between princes fighting over her. The legend of Princess Mandalika is known in almost all corners of Lombok Island. The Regency government of Central Lombok West Nusa Tenggara has determined that the peak of Bau Nyale or catching the sea worms will be had on the 10th and 11th February 2023 at Seger Beach Mandalika Special Economic Zone. The date is determined based on the results of the Sangtap Warige ritual or deliberation between cultural figures and local religious leaders. The Sangtap Warige ritual for determining the peak of Bau Nyale is held once a year and is centered in the Ende traditional tourism village Semkol, Pujut district. The head of the Central Lombok Regency Tourism Office, Lendek Jayadi, said the determination of the Bau Nyale 2023 peak was based on natural signs that had occurred. Among them are the sound of the Tenkere, Rowat Star, Sasak Calendar, and other natural signs conveyed by the characters in the Sangkap Warige rituals. Bau Nyale this year will be part of a series of activities to welcome the World Superbike event at the Mandalika Circuit in March 2023. The tradition is held around February for the early Nyale and March for the late Nyale at Seger Beach or along the south coast of Central Lombok. Well, that was Miscellany Today.
Kegalauan hatiku, baby, one.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's music corner, I will present a song from an Indonesian female singer, Marion Jola. The singer, who is known after joining a talent search in a national private television station, just released her latest single in 2023. The song is titled Bukan Manusia, which has elements of ballad pop music. In the process of composing the song, Marion Jola collaborated with Dennis Talakua, who is also known as the music director and guitarist who often accompanies Marion Jola on stage. The collaboration between the two resulted in a very touching work with deep sadness. Bukan Manusia, which means not human, tells about how bitter it is to live an unhealthy relationship. Instead of happiness, she gets pains instead. Only her who is trying to live and keep the relationship with all the sacrifices and affection, while the man can only hurt her. Well, listener, here is Marion Jola with the song Bukan Manusia. Enjoy!
Hubungan kita, kau dulu yang memulai dengan indah, engkau juga yang akhiri dengan luka. Ku teriak tanpa suara, kata bisa, seakan aku buatmu tak berharga. Bila sakitku itu buatmu bahagia, jalan sudah, kau bukan manusia, tak punya hati dan tak punya perasaan. Kurangku apa untuk selamat kita.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Him.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kesapa dirimu, oh merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama. Senyuman manismu itu buat aku dan hidup melulu. Oh, nanti aku follow tweet. Tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin cinta pada pandang pertama, senyuman manismu itu buat aku dan hidup melulu. Oh, 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 oh. Kamu, 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 kamu.
manis moving to buat aku
VOI listener, thank you so much for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz and website voinews.id, also RRI Play Your mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us on TikTok at VOI_official and subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. I'll see you in the next edition of English program from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.